say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And while we're thinking about it, we just heard from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. As we get ready for our final matchup of the night, I see Jordan Opp is out there. Greg Stroh. And I think Mr. Blue is going to close out the night. Yeah, it looks like Greg Blue over there. So our officiating crew, as always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as we take a look at the law on the floor for our fourth and final game of the championship side of the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Now, I know the girls playing over at James Valley Christian tonight, Wolsey Westington and Hitchcock Tulare. And somebody told me that Wolsey Westington won. We'll just get some confirmation on that, and then we'll be able to fill out the whole side of the girls' bracket here for the final day of the 281. By the way, that final day starts at 9 a.m. Thursday morning. It's at the Huron Arena. We'll carry the first four over on Tiger 95, 1340 KIJV. We'll cover the last four here on KOKK. And Wolsey Westington did, in fact, beat Hitchcock Tulare tonight. So there's your first upset of the tournament, number seven. Wolsey Westington defeats number six, Hitchcock Tulare, 47-44. So Hitchcock Tulare will play for seventh place against Sunshine Bible. Wolsey Westington will take on Highmore Herald for a consolation title. James Valley Christian will play Iroquois Lake Preston for third, and the championship will be Westington Springs against Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So the girls' bracket all filled in. The boys' bracket getting close. Iroquois Lake Preston, Hitchcock Tulare playing over at James Valley Christian. And, of course, here we'll have Wolsey Westington at Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And that'll be it for the night. We'll have all our brackets full and ready to go for Thursday morning. So, again, our last game went to Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a winner over Iroquois Lake Preston, 44-40. Take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with our starting lineups here as we get set for number two, Wolsey Westington, number three, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Well, boys matchup and our final matchup for this round of the 281. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Westington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Westington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Westington into your farming operation.
roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back here to Wolsey as we get set for our fourth and final matchup of today. Fill out the rest of our brackets and get ready for the marathon day on Thursday. Taking a look here at the lineups, first of all, for the third seed, Sanborn Central Woodstock. St. Dinard and the Blackhawks come in 4 wins and 5 losses after the win in the opening round of this tournament, a 64-39 defeat of Hitchcock Tulare. Bench players tonight for Tate Dinard and the Blackhawks, McCoy Schultz, Sam Baruth, Evan Easton, Keaton Fridley, Eli White, Grant Edwards, and Landon Jensen, your reserves for the 4-5 Blackhawks. Starting five for Tate Dinard and Sanborn Central Woonsocket, number 2, 6'2" senior, Jeff Boucher. Number 11, 6'4" senior, Cody Slykus. Number 14, a 6-foot junior, Bryce Larson. Number 21, a 5'10 junior, Peyton Euchre. And number 50, a 6'3 senior, Trey Moody. Again, the Blackhawks, Boucher, Slykus, Larson, Euchre, and Moody. They'll wear the black unis with the blue numbers and the white outline. Third seed of the 281, coming in at 4-5. Wolsey Westington Warburg, Hayden Hooks and the boys, 8-1. After an opening round victory over Iroquois Lake Preston, 77-42, Hayden Hooks and the Warbirds have off the bench Sawyer Nelson, Grant Tim, Blaze Herdman, Harley Roberts, Keaton Zomer, Isaiah Sabalier, and Cade Van Busker. Starting five for Hayden Hooks and the 8-1 second-seeded Wolsey Westington Warbirds. Number 1, 5'9" junior, Peyton Rainford. Number 4, 6'3" junior, Moshe Richmond. Number 5, 6-foot sophomore, Caleb Richmond. Number 10, 6'1 junior, Colin Hughes. And number 30, 6'3 senior, Tate French. So again, Wolsey Westington, Rainford, Richmond, Richmond, Hughes, and French. They'll wear the white unis with the black numbers, the gold outlines, and we're about ready for basketball. Let's send it back to the studios for a minute. A 60-second timeout, our tip-off in our fourth of four games is coming up next. A one-minute break on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Greg Stroh, Joel Osborne, and Jordan Ott. That's what we end up with your Wah on the floor. Always the officiating crew brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The bracket nearly filled out. A couple of entrants left. Game going on at JVC. Wolsey Westington, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket locking it up here. Winner will take on Westington Springs for a title. Loser will get the Vikings for third. Center circle, Moshe Richmond. Trey Moody, tip is up. Warbirds will have the opening tip. Moshe over to Caleb Richmond, and we are underway. Tate French, right side, breaks for the basket, lost it, picked up by Slykhouse, and the Blackhawks a chance to score first on an early turnover. Left corner, Jeff Moshe. Moshe the drive, top of the key. Here's a three in the air, and no good for Euchre. Rebound, Moshe Richmond. Moshe to the other end. Right side, nothing open, cuts it back, drives again. Tried to wrap the pass to French. Pass is tipped all the way out near the timeline. Rainford will haul it in. No reset on the shot clock, so 20 on the shot clock. Caleb Richmond, right wing, back up top, Moshe. Left side, Colin Hughes, wanting to feed French in the post, but Moody doing a pretty good job. Here's Caleb. Now Moody and French doing battle. Tate off the window, too strong. Moody to rebound. Blake Larson ahead, across, or Bryce Larson, across the timeline for Peyton Euchre. Euchre down in the corner, no score, a minute gone in the 2-3 matchup for the boys, 2-81. Thursday's matchup's nearly set. Boshe inside, down in the corner, Bryce Larson. Larson drives all the way to the basket with the finish. Larson drove baseline. Got the Blackhawks a quick lead. Here's French, three-pointer, no good. Rebound out to Bryce Larson, and the Blackhawks again. Larson's pass across the timeline for Cody Slykhouse, almost too far, but Slykhouse able to haul it in. They get it back to Cody for a corner three, no good. French to rebound. French to Rainford. Rainford way down to Moshe. Moshe going to get the basket and one. That one actually tipped by Slykhouse, I think, and Moshe able to kind of collect it and still put it in, and the foul. So Richmond is first basket. Foul on Cody Slykhouse is his first of the game. Moshe back to the line, or to the line, first free throw, and only is up and good. So 3-0, 3-2 rather, 3-2 the Warbirds lead. 6:05 to play, first quarter just underway in our fourth of four. And boy, we had some tight ones here tonight. 2 2-point games and now a 4-point game. French just kicked it into the backcourt. Nobody called it, so they'll just play it out. Euchre across the timeline. French kind of stopped. He thought for sure there was going to be a whistle. Ball tipped up. Moshe comes away with it. Got Moshe off his foot, and Moshe can't hit it. Moshe Richmond, the rebound. Way ahead to Rainford. Rainford has to steal it in, and or save it in, and does to Moshe Richmond. Corner three from Hughes, no good. Rebound, Trey Moody. 3-2, Wolfie Lexington lead. A three-point play by Moshe Richmond. And a two by Bryce Larson has been it through the first 3 minutes of this one. Here's a Euchre three, and that one good. Euchre will give the Blackhawks a 5-3 lead. Caleb Richmond to the other end. Here's French, top of the key, drives. Going to leave it down for Hughes. Hughes driving baseline, nearly lost it. Kicks it out to Rainford for three. That one no good. Rebound Moody, and Moshe takes it away from him, but Moshe Richmond will pick up his first foul. First of the game with 4:55 left opening quarter. 5-3 Blackhawks. Well, Wolsey Lexington's girls became the first lower seed to win a game. They beat Hitchcock Tulare over at James Valley Christian. Cody Slykhouse for three. That one's no good, and a long rebound is out of bounds off Sanborn Central Woodstock. French will inbound to Rainford. Peyton across midcourt for Caleb Richmond. Back to French near the center circle. Tate to the top of the key off the huge screen. The drive back in the corner. Rainford for three. Got it. Peyton Rainford from long range. 6-5 the Warbirds back on top. Euchre to the other end. Euchre in the corner. The handoff for Boshe. Boshe left it for Moody, who wasn't cutting to the basket. Back outside to Euchre. Boshe thought Moody was going to have himself a layup there, but again, Moody just wasn't cutting. Loose ball. Moody picks it up. He'll go up. Shot no good. French the rebound. French ahead to Moshe. No Caleb. Caleb Richmond on the left wing. Back up to French. Back outside to Caleb. Caleb the drive. Down in the corner for Hughes. Back to Caleb on the wing. 20 on the shot clock. Moshe to Caleb Richmond. Caleb on the right side. Gives it back to French. Tate another three. No good. Rebound Larson. Bryce turns it up court for the Blackhawks. 3.5 to play first quarter. 6-5 Warbirds. Blackhawks is fast. Swatted right back at him by Moshe. And it went off Cody's hand and out of bounds. So the Warbirds will get it back, a 6-5 lead, 3:27 to play in the opening quarter. First off is Landon Jensen and McCoy Schultz for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. French at the top of the key, 6-5 Warbirds. French a step back three, and that one is good. So French with his first basket, 9-5 Warbirds. Larson across midcourt, bounces it off on the right side for Jensen. Jensen around the horn, Larson for three, and he got it. Bryce Larson from downtown. Two of the three made field goals have been threes for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It's 9-8 Warbirds, 2:49 to play in the opening quarter. Caleb Richmond on the wing left side, leaves it for French, who finds Rainford left side. He's about 5 feet back of the three-point line. Now Moshe, top of the key, left wing French. He sets the screen. French, another three. No good, and the rebound, Rainford, the offensive board. Rainford somehow tries to throw it behind the backboard to Hughes. Hughes had to save it in. Blackhawks pick it up. Ball knocked away from Jensen, picked up by Larson, and they'll hold on to it. There's a short shot on the baseline. That one will not go for McCoy Schultz. And now we got a whistle, and that's going to go on Cody Flanka. Well, only two fouls on Sanborn Central Woonsocket tonight, but both of them on Flanka. So he'll have to come out with 2:10 to play first quarter. Trey Moody back in for the Blackhawks. Wolsey Westington leads 9-8, 2:10 to play first quarter. Here's Moshe Richmond across midcourt. French left corner, Tate backing down on Moody, leaves it for a cutting Hughes. Hughes can't finish. Rebound tipped out, and that's off the Blackhawks, unless they say there was a foul committed. They do not, and Wolsey Westington will inbound. They want clarification on this, but this should be Wolsey Westington ball. I don't know what the officials are. I suppose Sanborn Central Woonsocket just wanting the officials to convene real quick, make sure that was all three of their calls. Here is French, a fadeaway three. I think Flykos might have blocked that one. Ball comes down to Bryce Larson and passed underneath, intended for McCoy Schultz. Is a turnover. The pass, boy, that's threw it at his feet, kind of skipped it out of bounds. And another turnover back to the Warbirds. So Wolsey Westington, a 9-8 lead. Minute 40 left, first quarter. Moshe the drive, leaves it in the corner. Another three. No good here for Grant Kim. Moshe the board. Moshe back across the timeline. The handoff, Jensen, right corner. McCoy Schultz looking at three. No good. Rebound, Grant Kim tipped it over to Colin Hughes. Across the timeline, Caleb Richmond. Caleb back to Hughes, back to Caleb. And now Grant Kim just right at the top of the key. Kim drives, leaves it in the corner. A three for Hughes, it's no good. Rebound, Trey Moody. Minute 5 left, opening quarter, 9-8. The Warbirds holding on to a one-point lead. Here's a ball stolen by Moshe Richmond. Moshe crossed it over, past one, goes reverse layup this time, and Richmond with 5 points to lead Wolsey Westington, and they have a three-point lead, 11-8. Moshe baseline. Outside Larson. Bryce, the baseline drive, kicks it out to McCoy Schultz. He looks at three, won't fire. Moshe feeds Schultz again on the baseline. Nice lead for Moody. Trey Moody standing under there all by himself. Nobody paid attention to him. Nice dish there by Schultz, and they back to within 1-11-10. Warbirds with the ball and a one-point lead. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to play. Opening quarter. Hughes, the handoff to Caleb Richmond. Caleb the drive, tipped up, stolen by Bryce Larson. Larson ahead to McCoy Schultz. Schultz goes left. Moshe still able to block it off the backboard, but Bryce Larson coming in hot for the putback. The end of the quarter, a quick run, puts Sanborn Central Woonsocket on top, 12-11. Back in a minute with the second quarter, 1 minute on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Gary Zellotta's last postgame report, number 4, will be coming up after this one. We'll wrap up all the action here for the day. We'll get you ready here for a Thursday at the Huron Arena. Starts at 9 in the morning. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage, first 4 on Tiger Radio, 1340 KIJB and Tiger 95, and then last 4 here on KOKK. Well, a couple of late baskets put the Blackhawks back on top here, 12-11. Here's a 3 by Euchre to start the second. No good. Rebounded by Caleb Richmond. Caleb to the other end, backs it away. Now the runner can hit. Rebound, McCoy Schultz. Here's Euchre. Schultz back to Euchre at the top. Second quarter just underway. Blackhawks, a couple of baskets at the end of the first. Here's French stealing it away from Moody. French across the timeline. Caleb Richmond to Grant Tim. Back up top to French. Tate knocked down a 3 in the opening minute. Here's an offensive foul as Moshe Richmond pushing off on his way in. That'll be 2 on Moshe, and that's it for Wolsey Westington. 2 on Cody Slykus, and that's it for the Blackhawks. Not a lot of whistles early on here. 3 in the opening quarter, 1 here so far, but again, 2 apiece on 2 different players. Inbounds for Bryce Larson in the backcourt. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the ball and a 1-point lead, 12-11. Moody, halfway down the paint, backing down on Hughes, puts it in off the window. Moody's got his second basket. Blackhawks lead 14-11. Caleb to Rainford to Grant Tim. Tim the handoff back to French. Left side back to Caleb Richmond. Caleb pops for 3. No good from the top of the key. Moody going to let it bounce out of bounds. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, their biggest lead, 3 points. Chance to add on to it, but first a hook timeout. 6:44 to play, second quarter, 14-11 Blackhawks. Will take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Matt Watson back in Wolsey here on a Tuesday night. Of course, we had yesterday the rescheduled opening round of the boys 281. They rescheduled that one from Saturday to yesterday. Still played the 1 o'clock on schedule. And then, so of course, the boys teams all playing back-to-back days. Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading Wolsey Westington 14-11, 6:36 to play in the second quarter. Most of our matchups are set. Westington Springs boys are in the 281 title game. They'll play the winner of this one. Boucher, top of the key, backing down on Caleb Richmond. Right corner, McCoy Schultz. 10 on the shot clock, the drive by Boucher. Corner three from Peyton Euchre is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Grant Tim. Tim for Peyton Rainford across the timeline, Caleb Richmond. Tate French, left side of the baseline now, a three-point lead for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Caleb Richmond up top. Right wing, now Tim at the top of the key, hands it off. No, finds Rainford in the left corner. Fake me out. They gave it back to Grant Tim. Tim working baseline, finds French for the basket. Nice pass across the baseline to French. French, one dribble, puts it up and in. Tate with five on the night. And a one-point lead for the Blackhawks, 14-13. Boucher working inside, and he traveled. Trying a little baby hook there, but he tried to spin left, then he tried to spin right, then he ended up spinning left and apparently took the step. 14-13, Blackhawks by one, 5:20 to play first half. Wolsey Westington with the ball. Hughes for French, left side of the baseline. French going to back down Moody. Kicks it back out to Rainford. Touch pass to Caleb Richmond for three. And that one no good. Rebound, McCoy Schultz. Bryce Larson back across midcourt. Left corner for Euchre. Euchre leaves it. Boucher. Boucher the drive. Backing down and now fades on Richmond. No good. Rebound French. French ahead to Rainford. Peyton Rainford across midcourt for Grant Tim. Tim stuck and he travels. Switch the pivot foot. Can't be doing that. 4:45 left in the first half, a one-point game. Blackhawks lead now with the ball. McCoy Schultz left wing. Schultz the drive, gets to the free throw line. Back outside, Bryce Larson. He'll look at a deep three. That one no good. Peyton Rainford on the rebound, and Rainford the other way. Rainford got kind of tripped up there by McCoy Schultz, and then Boucher reaches in and kind of knocks Peyton down, so they're going to get a foul on Jeff Boucher. That's the third foul on the Blackhawks in this entire game, the second of the quarter. No, that's the first of the quarter. 4:20 to play in the first half, 14-13. Blackhawks by one. Warbirds with a chance to tie or maybe take the lead. Here's Richmond on the wing. Drive to the free throw line. The jumper came up short. Euchre the rebound. Ahead to Boucher. Jeff Boucher across midcourt stops at the free throw line. Back out to Euchre, who finds Larson. Larson left wing. Rainford out to defend. Euchre from the corner. Boucher around the horn. McCoy Schultz to Bryce Larson in the right corner. Moody, right side baseline, working on Hughes. Larson up top, left wing Boucher. Drives past one. Corner three here. For Peyton Euchre is no good. Caleb Richmond on the rebound. Richmond wanted to push it. Gets in the lane, throws up a runner, and that one is good. So Caleb Richmond, his first basket. Four of the five Warbird starters have scored, and Wolsey Lexington back in the lead, 15-14. Moody underneath. Well, baby hook is up, and it rattles out. French the rebound. Tough luck bounce for Trey Moody. Is that one in the can and popped out. Grant Tim for three. No good. Colin Hughes, the offensive rebound, and they'll get another look. He was going to turn around and put it right up, but can't finish. Rebound Larson, and a foul called on Colin Hughes. First on Hughes. Second on the Warbirds here in the quarter. And we'll get a timeout with 2:56 to play in the second. 15-14 Warbirds. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back here to Woolsey. 2:56 to play in the first half. Second-seeded Woolsey Lexington Warbirds. Third-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket and Blackhawks. Warbirds leading 15-14, just inside of 3 minutes left in the first half. And Blackhawks with the ball, trying to regain the lead. Here's Bryce Larson, top of the key, guarded by Peyton Rainford. Jeff Beauchet, top of the key. He drives, leaves it out to Euchre in the left corner. Bryce Larson on the wing, drives. Now he stops, got to give it up, and does to Beauchet. Beauchet, right corner for Schultz. The drive, back out to Larson. A three from the wing is no good. Caleb Richmond. The rebound ahead to Rainford. Rainford, beautiful pass inside to Hughes. Hughes trying to adjust, got the adjustment and got the basket. What a pass by Peyton Rainford. 17-14, Birds by three. Peyton Euchre in the corner. Hughes out to defend, almost forced the call, got the turnover. Mosher, Caleb going to step in the way of the pass. Caleb Richmond traveled at the other end and a turnover. Back to the Blackhawks. 2:01 to play here in the first half. 17-14, the Warbirds lead. Team's trying to punch their ticket into the 2:81 title game. It's Beauchet and a foul on Caleb Richmond. First on him. Beauchet will come over to inbound here for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. He sends it into the backcourt. Bryce Larson retreats. Back across the timeline. Larson in the corner for Beauchet. Looks at three. Won't pull the trigger. Boy, Schultz on the wing. Moody in the right corner. Back in the corner. Here's Euchre for another three. And again, came up short. But this time, Beauchet, the offensive board. Beauchet left side. He kind of thought about a three, but won't take it. His pass inside to Euchre is out of bounds. The pass thrown a little bit tall for Euchre. The Blackhawks turn it over with a minute 22 to play in the first half. Low-scoring affair thus far, 17-14. Woolsey-Lexington. Warbirds have 3 2-point baskets here in the second. The Blackhawks have one, and that is it. Hughes stuck underneath, double team, kicks it out to Caleb. Caleb Richmond in the corner, he almost lost it. And now he did, stolen away by Landon Jensen. Bryce Larson back across the timeline. Here is again the Blackhawks down three, have hit just one field goal here in the quarter. Bryce Larson inside to Euchre, and Euchre from in close. Peyton's got five, back to a one-point game, 17-16 Warbirds. Hughes again working baseline, and this time he's going to go to the free throw line as he got triple teamed, and we'll see who they call it on. Looks like Trey Moody's first. Free throws here for Colin Hughes. Hughes knocks down his first basket just moments ago. All five starters have scored for Woolsey-Lexington. Although a pretty low-scoring affair, so not very much. Hughes ready on the second free throw. That one no good. The rebound, Jeff Beauchet. And it'll stay a one-point game, 17-16. Woolsey-Lexington, 30 seconds or 25 now to play here in the half. And, boy, there is not much differential. If they want to hold for the final shot of the quarter, I think they could achieve that. Looks like there might be maybe 2 or 3 tenths of a second difference. 10 on the shot clock. Beauchet going to pop a three. No good. And the long rebound chased down by Rainford. So the Warbirds with a chance late. Caleb Richmond going to fire a deep three. It's no good, and that's it for the first half. Another tight ball game here from Wolfe. At the break, Wolfe Washington 17, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 16. We're back in 2 minutes for the halftime show. 2 minute timeout on 1210 KOKK.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back here, halftime show, 17-16. Another tight one here from Wolfe this evening. The second-seeded Wolfe Washington Warbirds leading the third-seeded Blackhawks by that single point. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kindly at the Mirror, offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call for an appointment with Lori at the Mirror, 605-883-HAIR. You can call or text Kindly for an appointment at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. They're located at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror Family Hair Care bringing us our in-game scoreboard update. So far this evening, girls 281, Washington Springs defeated James Valley Christian 41-39. Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 44-40. So Washington Springs will take on Sanborn Central Woonsocket for the girls 281 title. James Valley Christian will take on Iroquois Lake Preston for third. Over at James Valley Christian School tonight, it was number 5, Highmore Herald, over number 8, Sunshine Bible, 54-26. Number 7, Wolsey Washington, the girls would pull the only upset of the tournament thus far as they upset Hitchcock Tulare, the 6th seed, 47-44. So your consolation championship will be Highmore Herald against Wolsey Washington, while the first game of the day will be Hitchcock Tulare against Sunshine Bible Academy, and that is the girls 281 conference basketball tournament. On the boys' side, Washington Springs defeated James Valley Christian in the boys' game 58-56, and Wolsey Washington and Sanborn Central Woonsocket battling it out now. So Washington Springs in the title game. James Valley Christian will play for third. Number 5, Highmore Herald beat Sunshine Bible on the boys' side 65-34, and Iroquois Lake Preston and Hitchcock Tulare boys battling it out right now. The winner will get Highmore Herald for a consolation championship, and whoever comes up short will take on Sunshine Bible in the second game of an 8-game marathon day this Thursday at the Huron Arena. So that is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard here in Wolsey, 17-16. Warbirds by one. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. Come back and see if I got any other updated scores, and we'll break down the first half of this one. And before you know it, we'll be ready with the second half. 2 minute timeout at the break. Wolsey Washington 16, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 17, 16. We'll be back in 2 minutes on KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto and Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolfie. Again, scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. I know the Tiger girls defeated Brookings earlier. I don't have the final right here in front of me, but they beat them pretty good. And here I'm leading the boys at the half, 38-22. So Tigers smell it a sweep at home against Brookings. Aaron Wolsey, 17-16. Wolsey Washington leads. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the break. The third-seeded Blackhawks have three scores so far tonight. Trey Moody, 4. Peyton Euchre, 5. Bryce Larson, 7. Bryce and Peyton each hit a 3. There have been no free-throw shots for the Blackhawks. They scored 12 in the first, just 4 in the second, 16 in the half, and they trail by 1. For Wolsey Washington, all 5 of their starters scored, 2 apiece for Caleb Richmond and Colin Hughes. He was 0 for 2 from the line, 3 for Peyton Rainford, a single three-pointer, and 5 apiece for Tate French and Moshe Richmond. Tate knocked down a 3, Richmond 1 for 1 from the line, as the Warbirds score 11 in the first, 6 in the second, 17 in the half. They go 1 of 3 from the stripe, and they lead 17-16. One more 2-minute timeout, second half is next, 2 minutes on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Second half just underway. Warbirds will start with the ball and a one-point lead. French on the left side, knocked away by Euchre. And out of bounds off Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So Wolsey-Lexington will hold possession and inbound on their end. Back to the starting five. Moshe sat a good portion of the second quarter after picking up his second foul. Here's the steal on the inbounds by Bryce Larson. Larson across midcourt, left wing fly cuff, bounces it up to Boucher at the top of the key. Boucher splits the double team, back outside, Euchre for three. No good, rebound fly cuff, tipped it over to Boucher, and Boucher misses again, but a rebound again, this time Trey Moody. Fly cuff now, drives again, lost it on the way up, collected it on the baseline, I don't know how he stayed in bounds. Lycos will try the same move again. Moshe blocks him into Tate French's hand. Tate the other way. Caleb stops and pops for three, and that one is good. So Caleb with the three, 5 points. 20-16, the lead is four for the Warbirds. 7 minutes to play third quarter. Bryce Larson across the timeline. Moshe left side. Moshe drives, and a foul on Caleb Richmond. Well, that's his second. Moshe has two. Cody Slykos has two as well. About it for foul trouble, if that even is considered foul trouble at this juncture of the game. Bryce Larson, Peyton Euchre back to Larson on the left wing, back to Euchre. Corner three, no good. Caleb Richmond the rebound. Caleb wanting to push it the other way, all the way to the basket. Left it off for Hughes, and an offensive foul on Caleb Richmond. Euchre able to step in and collect that one. So back-to-back fouls on Caleb, and now he has three. And we'll see if Coach Hook selects to get him out of there. Right side, here's Larson. Larson feeds Moody, right side of the baseline, guarded by Hughes. Moody just kind of stuck down there. Got to give it away. French almost came up with a steal, but Euchre comes away with it. Euchre inside. Moody working on Hughes. Here comes French on the double. High off the window, and it rattles in for Trey Moody. Moody with a half dozen. Warbird lead two. French for three. That one good. Second three for Tate French. He's got eight. Birds by five, 23-18. Boucher just left of the top of the key, guarded by Caleb Richmond. Leave it down for Euchre in the corner. Euchre for Slykos out near the timeline. Left wing back to Boucher. Almost lost it. Boucher finds the handle. Inside for Euchre. Outside Moody. Long two on the baseline. Got it. Trey Moody with 8 points. All four of the Blackhawk points in the third. French fakes out another three, drives, steps back for three. No good. Slykos going to let the rebound go out of bounds. So they'll inbound with 5:21 left in the third, trailing 23-20. Inbounds for Euchre. Euchre across midcourt for the Blackhawks. Working off the Boucher screen, gives it up to Bryce Larson. Larson on the wing, drives, and he travels. he might have been in trouble anyway there as he got down and shot fake, and French did not leave his feet, and probably ended up being stuck there. Here, Hughes will check out. Grant Kim is back on. Warbirds 23, Blackhawks 20. 5:02 to play in the third. Caleb Richmond, top of the key. Warbirds trying to get it back to more than a possession. Moshe back it in, leaning in. Can't finish. Trey Moody the rebound. Moody. Top of the key. Left wing. Flykos pulls for three. And that one is good. Cody Flykos with his first basket. Ties us at 23 with 4.5 to play in the third. Moshe goes baseline. And a nice reverse finish by Moshe Richmond. He's got 7. Birds back on top by a deuce. Frank Larson the other end. Corner 3 for strikeouts again. No good. And the rebound is out off Moody. Warbirds will inbound with 4:15 to play in the third. 25-23. Wolsey Lexington. Grant Kim will bring it in to Peyton Rainford. It's Kim, Rainford, French, and the Richmond. On the other side, Boshe, Larson, Moody, Flykhouse, and Jensen. Midway point of the third. 4 minutes to play in quarter number 3. French left side working on Moody. Lost it, but picked up by Grant Kim. Warbirds catch a break there. Boshe crosses over. Pickpocketed by Boshe, but picked up by Grant Kim. They avoid the turnover. Rainford, final second of the shot clock. A 3 is no good. Moody the rebound, and then French knocked it out of bounds. They thought they had Tate French on a foul, but the official says no, and now the officials are going to have to talk things over. Aiden Hooks asked him something, and now they're having a little conference. I don't know what minds would be changed or what his argument was, but the Blackhawks will inbound. 3:38 to play third quarter, 25-23. Wolsey Lexington by 2, and that's all we've had is tight ball games here tonight. 2 2-point games and a 4-point game, and here's Blackhawks all the way to the rack to tie us at 25. Warbirds to the offensive end. Kim the handoff, Moshe up top, Peyton Rainford back to Grant Kim. Caleb on the right wing, down in the corner, Rainford back to Caleb, right side. A little bit of foul trouble, the Richmond. Moshe has 2, Caleb has 3. And here's a foul on Trey Moody, that'll be his second. He's got 2, Slykos has 2, Moshe 1, and that's it. In this game for Sanborn Central Woodstock, it's just not a lot of whistles, really. I think there have only been 6 called on Wolsey Lexington. It just so happens 5 of them are on the Richmond boys. Here's a couple of free throws coming for Moshe. Foul on Cody Flykhouse. That's his third. So he has 3. Moody has 2. Moshe 1. And that's it for the entire team. 3:01 to play third quarter, tied at 25. Moshe at the line. The first is good. Richmond 2 for 2 from the line. The team 2 for 4. Second free throw is up and in. Richmond with 9 points, and the Warbirds back to a 2-point lead, 27-25. Landon Jensen the other end for Flykhouse. Tried to give it back to Jensen on the baseline, and they threw it out of bounds. Not sure if that was the designed play. Well, obviously not designed play to throw it out of bounds, but I don't know if that was the design, was give it to him, streak to the basket, and then give it right back. Either way, a turnover to the Warbirds with 2:45 to play in the third. Wolfie Westing to that 2-point lead. Here's Moshe Richmond. Left side of the baseline. Grant Kim back up top. Caleb on the wing. Looked at 3. Won't fire. Back to French. He will. And that 3 no good. Rebound. McCoy Schultz. Schultz down in the left corner. Guarded by Moshe. gives it off to Boche. Boche splits a double team and puts it up and in. And for Jeff Boche, that is his first basket of this game. And a big one. Ties us at 27 with 2:09 to play in the third quarter. French, another three. No good, but Moshe on the offensive rebound. Richmond, the spin move. Couldn't finish. Rebound, McCoy. Schultz, that is. Left wing, Jensen. 27 all. A minute 45 left in the third. Ball tipped, stolen by French. Rainford tipped it over. He'll give it back to Payton for the layup. 29-27, Warbirds by 2. Minute 36 to play third quarter. We got a full timeout. We'll be back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 29-27, Warbirds by 2. 90 seconds left in the third quarter. Sanborn Central Woodstock at offensive end. Moody the handoff to McCoy Schultz. Schultz off to Larson. Frank Larson backs away, now drives, the runner off the window, too strong, tipped his own rebound, he got it. He'll try it again. Again, it won't go, but this time he's got free throws. And we'll see who this one is on. Kim was there, Rainford was there, and it'll be Peyton Rainford first. So Bryce Larson to the free throw line, chance to tie it up with a minute 12 to play third quarter. It's the first free throw tonight for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and it is no good. Warbirds have shot only 5. They made 3 of them. Larson's second free throw is up. That one no good. French the rebound, and it'll stay a 29-27 Warbird lead. Minute 5 to play third quarter. Rainford to Tim, back to Rainford. Now Caleb top of the key. Hand off Grant Tim. Peyton Rainford in the corner for Tate French. French goes to Moshe. Moshe triple team. Missed the first shot. Got his own rebound. Fouled on the putback. So we'll see who the foul is called on. And we'll have free throws for Moshe Richmond. The foul is on Landon Jensen, his first. So Moshe back to the free throw line. He's 3 for 3 tonight. Misses the first. Lykos back on as Jensen comes off. Changes here. Colin Hughes is on for Caleb Richmond. Free throw here for Moshe. Second is on the way, and that one's no good. So it'll stay a two-point game. 29-27 Warbirds. 48 seconds to play, and they call the over and back as Flyko swung the pass back. Larson jumped across the timeline to make the catch, but they say the ball crossed midcourt, and that's it over and back. So turnover here as Grant Tim inbounds to Peyton Rainford, and we're back underway with 45 seconds to play in the third. Woolsey Washington leading by 2, 29-27. Caleb Richmond hands off to Grant Tim. Cross court for Rainford. Rainford on the wing, left side. Back up top, Tim, the handoff to Caleb Richmond. Shea on the left wing. French inside, turns and fires. Shot's good. French turned right into the defense of Moody. Moody went down, tried to draw the charge, but didn't get the call. It'll be a four-point lead, 31-27. Wolsey Westington, Larson and Rainford battling it out at the top of the key. They'll give it off to Boucher. Final second. Boucher, a runner. It won't go. Rebound grab by Moody, and they're going to count the putback. Moody with a half dozen in the quarter, 10 in the game. And it's a two-point matchup, 31-29, Wolsey Westington. Fourth quarter in 1 minute on Dakota Sports. 1 minute on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
31-29, Wolsey Westington leading after three. A 14-13 quarter win for the Warbirds. Blackhawks will start off the second quarter with the ball, or fourth quarter with the ball. It's getting late. It's been a long day. Bryce Larson out near the timeline, bounces it off to Boucher, top of the key. Blackhawks again trying to tie, or maybe Larson for the lead on the three. No good. French to board. French ahead to Caleb Richmond. Caleb to Rainford, back to Caleb. He saves it into Boucher. And Boucher is fouled on his way to the basket. A call of foul on Boucher. Well, Shea Richmond back to the line here. Start off the fourth quarter with some free throws, and he misses the first. Richmond made his first three free throws he shot tonight. He's now missed his last three. 9 points on the night as Richmond can tally double digits here. And the free throw here is good. Richmond with 10. He and Tate French each with 10. Moody has 10 as well. Not a lot of scoring in this game, as you can imagine. The three high scorers all with 10 points. Bryce Larson right side, 32-29. Warbirds by three. Flykos with a tying three, no good. Rebound, Grant Tim. Tim off to Caleb Richmond, who finds Moshe in the corner. Mulchay drives baseline, draws all the defense, leaves it for Hughes. Hughes can't hit, but got his own rebound. Outside to Caleb for three. Caleb Richmond's three won't go. Mulchay comes in, grabs the basketball, and then I think Hayden Hook's got a timeout. That's what they're going to get. So they got the ball and the timeout. 6:48 to play, 32-29. Warbirds by three. We'll take a quick timeout of 30 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 6:48 remaining. We've had nothing but close games today. We've had two 2-point games and a 4-point game. Currently a 3-point affair, 32-29. Wolsey Westington leads. 6:48 remaining in the ball game, and we'll have inbounding duties here for Tate French. And I don't know if they're worried about, yeah, they're worried about the possession arrow. Make sure the possession arrow's right, I think. Oh, they could be checking on the shot clock as well, because the shot clock reached 29. And I think that is the right play, as they had just got the rebound. Tim out to Tate French in the center circle. Moshe top of the key, left wing for Caleb. Beats Moshe again on the low block. Spins into a double team, trying to work his way through it, and they end up fouling him. So we'll go back to the free throw line, and Moshe is about ready to yell some really bad things. He's getting angry with this. Keep getting the calls on him every time Moshe tries to go to the basket. And Moshe's first free throw is no good. Ten points on the night for Moshe Richmond. Second free throw halfway down the can and rattles out. Rebound to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Moshe the drive, and he gets loose for the layup. He's got two baskets in this contest, a two in the third, and that two right there. 32-31, Warbirds lead is one with 6:10 left. Moshe, nice cut by Moshe Richmond. Get a layup on a pass from Grant Tim. Back to a three-point Warbird lead. Larson, top of the key. Left wing. Here's a three for the tie, and it's good. Peyton Euchre, who's had kind of a tough night shooting, knocks down a three to tie it with 5:44 to play. French from the corner drives baseline. Throws up a shot, didn't get a call, but also didn't get called for the travel. So I think it's 6-1, half a dozen the other. Bryce Larson at the other end slipped as he set his foot to drive, and that will be a travel and a turnover back to the Warbirds. A lot of weird things happening in this game. As Rainford is in, Grant Tim will come out. It'll be the Richmond. Hughes, Rainford, and French. On the other side, Boche, Bryce Larson, Flykauf, Euchre, and Moody. 34 all, 5:20 to play. Winner goes to the 281 championship against Washington Spring. The other team will play James Valley for third. Boche fighting his way in, and did he travel? That's what they'll call it for. As he got off the ground and Moody had the ball kind of pinned to him, he came back down with it in his hands and traveled back to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So the Blackhawks now with a chance to take the lead. With 5 minutes to play, we're tied at 34. Blackhawks on the left wing. Drives baseline. Back out to Moody. Moody up top, Larson. Larson back to Boucher. Boucher, baseline, and he slipped. And boy, they might want to look at that spot on the floor. Here's Euchre, another three. No good. Rebound, Caleb Richmond. Caleb across midcourt for Rainford. Back to Caleb. Now Moshe. Moshe following Caleb into the paint again. Runs into a quadruple team and loses the basketball. Blackhawks the other way. Here's Moshe driving baseline. He almost lost it. Moody from 6 feet. That jumper's no good. Rebound, Caleb Richmond. 4:20 to play. Tied at 34. Winner will play Thursday night for a 281 title. They'll take on Washington Springs. Here's a kick by Boche. Warbirds will reset with 20 on the shot clock. 4:11 to play. They'll send Tate French over to inbound. Rainford in the backcourt. Bryce Larson there to defend. It's Peyton Rainford across midcourt. Left wing, Colin Hughes. Moody got in front of French. I thought they were going to lob it in there. Pass inside for Moshe. He almost lost it. Back out to Hughes for three. No good. Rebound, Bryce Larson. Larson ahead to Boucher, and now Tate Dinert will get a timeout. With 3:50 to play, 34 all here in Wolsey. Send it back to the studios for a minute. A 60-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in this 2-3 matchup. Winner will take on Washington Springs for a 281 title. Another team will play James Valley Christian for third. Tied at 34, 3:45 left. Iroquois, or excuse me, Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the basketball. And try to get you an update on Iroquois Lake Preston. Hitchcock Tulare. Hitchcock Tulare was leading 43-30 with about 3 minutes to play in the third. Boche with another basket. Blackhawks regain the lead 36-34. Rainford out near midcourt for Caleb Richmond. French, a lob inside for Boche. And a whistle on the Blackhawks. Bryce Larson is first, third on the team. Okay, French will inbound for the Warbirds. Down two with 3:13 left. French on the baseline. Lobs it in to Caleb Richmond out near the top. He hands it to Moshe, right back to Caleb. Right wing now for Rainford. Rainford down to Moshe Richmond. French around the corner, and he threw it away. Tried to get it to Hughes, but the pass was behind him and out of bounds. Grant Tim is going to check back in. Tim to replace Hughes. So 3:01 left. 36-34, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a two-point lead, and now in possession of the basketball, Larson across the timeline. Rainford out to defend. It's been a fun matchup to watch tonight. Bryce Larson and Peyton Rainford, both very good ball handlers, both very good defenders. Here's Larson for off-balance three and an offensive rebound by Moody. Peyton Euchre now as they will reset and at least at the very least a chance to run off another 30. Blackhawks 36, Warbirds 34. Larson, corner three from Schleichhaus. That one no good. Long rebound, another board. Oh, Caleb Richmond chases it down in the backcourt. Beat Peyton Euchre to it. And the Warbirds get a chance to tie or maybe take the lead inside for Moshe. Moshe throws one up, no good. Came flying in for his own rebound. Moody took it away. Nice play by Trey Moody to get that rebound away from Moshe Richmond. 36-34, Blackhawks by two. All make it five as Cody Schleichhaus knocks down a huge three. French with the answer, came up short. Rebound tipped around, Moshe has it. Gives it up to Bryce Larson. Larson across midcourt and a whistle and a tape Niners timeout. So the Blackhawks come roaring back, a five-point lead, 39-34 with a minute 29 left. Back in a minute, a 60-second timeout on KOKK.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale. at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Tiger Boys win tonight over Brookings 67-49. Tiger Girls also won at home over Brookings tonight, 54-36. Clean sweep for the Tigers. It's got Dulaire leading Iroquois Lake Preston 43-30 after three quarters at James Valley Christian, and we'll get some more scores to pass along a little bit later as now Rainford will collect the foul, his third, and the Warbirds are trying to get into the bonus. They're going to have to foul quite a bit because that's just the second of the quarter. And I think it's Rainford's. Oh, it's his third, I guess. Rainford in the backcourt. Bryce Larson. Larson the handoff to Euchre. Right back to Larson with a minute 14 left. And Grant Kim will pick up his first foul. Three in the quarter now, so a couple more to force some free throws. Into the backcourt, Larson. Rainford again just trying to play as hard as they'll let him, and if they call the foul, they call the foul, and if they don't, they don't. Here's a steal by French, but first a whistle, and I think the foul's on strikeouts after the steal, and I think that'll be the case. So Cody's fourth, and the Warbirds will inbound with a minute two to play, down 5, 39-34. French inbounds for Rainford. Payton back across midcourt for Caleb Richmond. Caleb finds Tate French at the top of the key. French just left of the top. They left him open. The three will not go. It bounces up and hits the shot clock, and that's out of bounds. So Wolsey Westington probably going to have to just foul out and start sending them to the line, I'd imagine. Here's Euchre in the backcourt. Larson back to Euchre across the timeline to Moody. Here's Euchre again. Euchre double team. And we'll have a foul on Moshe, and that's Moshe's third. Fourth on the team, so we'll one more to force the bonus. 36 seconds to play. Dinert wants another timeout. We'll take one as well back in a minute. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wounds to Woolsey, where Canmore Central Woodstock is up 5 on Woolsey Lexington, 39-34. 36 seconds to play, and the Blackhawks inbounding here, and I would imagine Woolsey Lexington probably going to foul and make him try to get it at the line. Grant Tim pick up his second foul, and we'll go to the line with Peyton Euchre. The Blackhawks have shot just 2 free throws tonight and missed them both. Euchre, couple of free ones here, and the first one is good. Euchre, a couple of threes tonight. That'll put him at 9 points and get double digits with a make here. Second is up, front iron and no good. Moshe there for the rebound. So 6-point game, 35 seconds to play. Moshe, the drive, throws one up, no good. French there for the rebound and the putback. So French with a dozen. 4-point game. Blackhawk lead with the ball. And it looks like we'll get another full timeout. We'll take a 30 here. Back in 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back to Woolsey here. Make sure to join us tomorrow morning. Jeff will have all the scores, all the tournament situations and the whatnot here on KOKK. First, remember, Thursday we'll have the marathon day. 281 starts at 9 a.m. with a girls' 8th place, 7th place game. We'll run the first 4 on Tigers, last 4 on KOKK. 40-36, Sanborn Central Woodstock it up 4, 27 seconds to play. Blackhawks not only that 4-point lead, but also with the ball. They'll inbound to Larson, who is immediately fouled by Caleb Richmond. So we'll walk down and see if the Blackhawks can win this at the free throw line. Right now, a 4-point advantage. Bryce Larson ready a couple of free throws here with 26 seconds to play. First free throw is up and in. Blackhawks are 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Haven't shot a lot of them. Larson is 1 for 3. Second is up and in. And that'll make it 6 again with 24 seconds. French inside, blocked, I think, by Flykhouse. And the Blackhawks with the rebound. Moshe commits the foul, and getting to be a little bit too little too late here for Woolsey Lexington. Moshe's 4. 6-point lead for Sanborn Central Woodstock. Euchre at the line. Chance to add on to that. He's got 9 points. He went 1 for 2 his last trip. First one here is no good. And Euchre will shoot one more with 15 seconds to play, and his team leading by 6. We'll make it 7 as he knocks in the second. Also gets himself to 10 points, which in this game is quite the accomplishment. Here's Tate French from 3. No good. Rebound, Sanborn Central Woodstocket. Looks like we're going to have free throws and our first upset here in Woolsey tonight as the Sanborn Central Woodstocket, the 3 seed, leading Woolsey Lexington, the 2 seed, 43-36, as Moshe has fouled out of this game. Well, for Moshe tonight, he ends up 4 out of 9 from the line. And Richmond will foul out, replaced by Colin Hughes. Euchre, a couple of free throws here. First is no good. And one more for Peyton is airborne, and that one no good. Rebound Hughes. Back across the timeline, they get it French to Hughes. Hughes for three, no good, and that's it for this one. The final score, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 43, Wolfie Westington 36. The Blackhawks have upset the Warbirds and will play Thursday night for a 281 conference championship. Again, your final here tonight, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 43, Wolfie Westington 36. We're back in 2 minutes with the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 4. Wolsey Westington, the upset as they get beat by Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The Blackhawks, the 3 seed. Wolsey Westington, the 2 seed. Blackhawks win 43-36, the final in this one. Your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard also says Hitchcock Tulare beat Iroquois Lake Preston on the boys' side over at James Valley Christian. The final there, Hitchcock Tulare 58, Iroquois Lake Preston 37. So your scoreboard update again brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us to our full Thursday schedule here based on tonight's results. So we'll take a look here at tonight. First of all, on the girls' side, Westington Springs beat James Valley Christian 41-39. Also on the girls' side, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a winner over Iroquois Lake Preston, 34-40. The consolation side, Highmore Herald beat Sunshine Bible, 54-26. And Wolsey Westington, a winner over Hitchcock Tulare on the consolation of the girls' side, 47-44. Boys' scores tonight, Westington Springs outlasted James Valley Christian, 58-56. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, as you heard, just upset Wolsey Westington 43-36. Highmore Herald, the winner tonight in boys over SBA 65-34. And Hitchcock Tulare beat Iroquois Lake Preston on the boys' side 58-37. So our full day set up at the Huron Arena. We'll start, of course, with a 7th-place girls game, Sunshine Bible against Hitchcock Tulare, followed by a 7th-place boys game, Sunshine Bible against Iroquois Lake Preston. The girls' consolation title around noon, Highmore Herald and Wolsey Westington. Boys' consolation title to follow, Highmore Herald and Hitchcock Tulare. The girls' third-place game Thursday at the arena will be James Valley Christian against Iroquois Lake Preston. Boys' third-place game, Olsey Westington against James Valley Christian. Girls' championship will be Westington Springs against Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And the boys' championship, also Westington Springs against Sanborn Central Woonsocket. That is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Also brings us to more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. We'll send it back to the studio for a minute, come back and wrap up our numbers here, take a look at the final tallies, and we'll sign off from Olsey. Again, the final in the late game, 43-36, the Blackhawks defeat the Olsey Washington Warbirds. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report in a minute. A 60-second timeout, 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Woolsey, wrapping up our final ball game of the night. Number 2, Woolsey Washington. Number 3, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Tight one really throughout, 12-11 after a quarter, 17-16 at the half, 31-29 after 3. Both teams held slight leads, 5 or 6 points at one point, but really this was a pretty tight one throughout. As Tate Dinard and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks get their record back to 500, they'll get to 5-5. With a win over the Warbirds, who go to 8-2. So the Blackhawks' final tally, all five starters scored for both teams, no bench scoring for either squad. Jeff Boucher, 6 for the Blackhawks, 8 for Cody Slykus, 9 for Bryce Larson, and 10 apiece for Peyton Uecker and Trey Moody. Moody, all his work in the paint. Uecker hit a couple of threes, went 2-6 from the line. Bryce Larson hit a 3, went 2-4 from the line. Cody Slykus hit 2 threes in the second half, all 8 of his points coming in the final two quarters. The Blackhawks scored 12 in the first, 4 in the second, 13 in the third, 14 in the fourth, 43 in the game. They went 4 of 10 from the line, and they get back to 500 with the win, and will play for a 281 title Thursday night against Westington Springs. For Woolsey Westington, Hayden Hooks and the boys will play James Valley for third. Just the five starters in the scoring column, two points for Colin Hughes. Hughes was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 apiece for Peyton Rainford and Caleb Richmond. Both hit a 3 and a 2. And 12 apiece for Moshe and Tate French. Tate French hit a pair of 3s, did not go to the free throw line. Moshe went 4 of 9 from the line en route to a 12-point performance in the loss. Woolsey Washington scored 11 in the first, 6 in the second, 14 in the third, 5 in the fourth, 36 in the game. They go 4 of 11 from the line. They'll go to 8 and 2 with the loss. They'll play James Valley Christian for third on Thursday night at the, well, I guess that's late afternoon into the early evening, I suppose, by then, at the Huron Arena. I guess I lied. I do need one more short timeout here to wrap things up from Woolsey. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 4 about ready to come to a close. I need one more quick timeout back in, let's call it a minute, and we'll wrap it up. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for 5 generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School.
Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back to Woolsey. Thanks again to Gary Zell Auto Glass for sponsoring our post-game report. Thanks again to the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us scoreboard updates. Thanks again to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. We'll thank the balance of our sponsors in a post-game billboard. Thanks to whoever ended up back at the studio. I know Beals was there for a while. Nathaniel, Amanda, somebody's back there. Thanks to all you guys for putting this up with us on the broadcasting end back at the studio. Thanks to our studio engineers. Of course, thanks to Woolsey Wessington School for a spot to sit here during the 281. And thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. One final check of the scorecard. Wessington Springs on the boys' side beats James Valley Christian 58-56. Sanborn Central Woonsocket beats Woolsey Wessington in the boys' side 43-36. Highmore Herald, a winner over SBA in boys hoops, 65-34. And Hitchcock Tulare beat Iroquois Lake Preston 58-37 to close out the boys' bracket. Girls' bracket, Wessington Springs beat JBC 41-39. Sanborn Central Woonsocket beat Iroquois Lake Preston 44-40. Our consolation side, it was Highmore Herald, a winner over Sunshine Bible 54-26 in girls' hoops. And Woolsey Wessington, the upset over Hitchcock Tulare. Woolsey Wessington 47, Patriots 44. Woolsey Wessington's girls will play for that consolation championship. And we'll take a look now at the schedule. Starts with a girls' seventh-place game Thursday morning at 9 a.m. That'll be Sunshine Bible against Hitchcock Tulare. Sunshine Bible's boys will then take on Iroquois Lake Preston for seventh on the boys' side. The girls' consolation title around noon, Highmore Herald against Woolsey Wessington. Boys' consolation title to follow, Highmore Herald against Hitchcock Tulare. On the girls' side for third, it'll be James Valley Christian against Iroquois Lake Preston. The boys' side for third, James Valley Christian versus Woolsey Wessington. The boys' championship will be Wessington Springs against Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and same for the girls, as Wessington Springs will take on Sanborn Central Woonsocket for the 281 Tournament Championship. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff will have all the scores, all the situations, all the schedules, everything you need on Dakota Sports. Jeff will be here, and Oster will be back in, I would imagine, sometime soon. I'll be back tomorrow 1 to 4. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK. Committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Thanks so much to our area sports sponsors, including Shooters in Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Lumberland Furniture, Ridge Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, a reading of the officials, Gary Zell Auto Glass, our post-game report, and scoreboard updates by the Beer Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Sponsors for Woolsey Wessington, Onward Woolsey Business Association, and American Family Insurance. Backing up Hitchcock Tulare, Stretch's Well Service, and Cheddar Feedlot. James Valley Christian, sponsored by Ben Meyer Auctions. And hopping on board strictly for the 281 Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6-Feet Seated Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors of Huron and Mitchell, Double D Westernware, and Hegg Insurance Agency. Well, eight more today. We got eight on Thursday, and the 281 shall be history. Tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff Duffy will have all the scores, all the situations. I'll be in tomorrow 1 to 4, and of course, we'll be back Thursday, wall-to-wall coverage of the 281. For our engineer back to the studio, and for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.